טוב, שבוע טוב, we stay from tonight, week before Rosh Hashanah, every single day this coming week can fix the same day of all the year, all the Mondays, all the Tuesdays, etc. I would like to take this opportunity, the last step before we walk in to the new year, to share with you a few interesting insights how to prepare ourselves and to come more ready to the new year b'siyata d'shmaya. We'll start with the parasha what we read yesterday, and we will look of many parashot will take place in Sefer in Chodesh Elul, because every parasha in Chodesh Elul teach us other aspect how to come ready to the new year, to Rosh Hashanah, Yemei Adin and all the year. Yesterday we find the first mitzvah in Parashat Ki Tavo is mitzvat Bikurim. First mitzvah. What interesting about this mitzvah, Chazal teach us in paragraph 2 in the end of the second line, Safa Moshe Shebet HaMikdash Atid Leicharev Vebikurim Atidim Leipasek. Moshe Rabbeinu understand one day Bet HaMikdash will destroy it, and Mitzvat Bikurim will never come or exist. Amad Tiken Lehem Leisrael Shiyu Mitpalelim Shalosh Pa'amim Bechol Yom. He decide what can stay after Bet HaMikdash destroyed instead of Bikurim is to daven three times. Why? Shechaviva tefillah lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu mima'asim tovim. And we need to understand, and it's our first question, what is the connection between three times a day to daven, to mitzvat, Bikurim. I understand, if Chazal will say, Moshe Rabbeinu, understand that HaMikdash go to destroy it, and we not have opportunity to bring korbanot, and he decide for us, instead of korbanot, to daven three times a day. Oh, this I understand. Neshalma parim sfateinu. But how three times a day to daven is instead of mitzvat Bikurim? This is question number one. Question number two, when we look what happened to us and what we do in Rosh Hashanah, and good to mention this in Rosh Hashanah, we find any step what we do left, right, is to bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu to remember kivyachol Akedas Yitzchak. First, in paragraph 4, Od izkor lanu ahavat eitan Adoneinu baben haneekad yashbit medaneinu. We understand why Akedat Yitzchak is so necessary, because Akedat Yitzchak stop all the complaint against us. From this reason, in paragraph 5, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Lama tokim b'shofar shel ha'il? Why we blows shofar? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tiku lefanai b'shofar shel ha'il, kedei she'ezkor lechem, Akedat Yitzchak ben Avraham, tkiat shofar, big HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember Akedas Yitzchak. Moreover, Shulchan Aruch say in paragraph 6, Ochlim Rosh Keves, why? We eat head of lamb, first, Nihel Rosh Velo Lezenav, Vezecher, you can put line Leilo Shel Yitzchak. Also, through the head of lamb, we remember and we bring Kodesh Baruch Hu to remind Kedas Yitzchak. The Rama continue and tell us, skip one line, Volchim El Hanahar, לומר פסוק ותשליך במצולות ים כל חטאותינו, תשליך, take place beside the river, זה משנה ברורה, explain, paragraph 7, משומדית במדרש, שעבר אברהם אבינו עד צווארו במים, שהלך להקריבו על גבי המזבח, in the way to sacrifice יצחק, he passed river, and the river almost take him, full with water, אמר הושיע, כי באו מים עד נפש, ואנו עושים זה, what, תשליך, beside the river, זכר לעקדת יצחק. זכריית התורה, second day, זכר לעקדת יצחק. בבלו שופר, זכר לעקדת יצחק. We eat the head of lamb, זכר לעקדת יצחק, and we make תשליך beside the river, also זכר תורה עקדת יצחק. Because עקדת יצחק is very important. It stop every complaint against us. It's why in Yom Kippur, we never mention עקדת יצחק from many directions. Same how we mention עקדת יצחק in Rosh Hashanah. Yes, in Yom Kippur we never eat, but we can make something else, זכר תורה עקדת יצחק. Where does this take place? Only in Rosh Hashanah. The answer, these two questions, we will start in this way. When we look in Parashat HaAkedah, what we're going to read in the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we find 10 times, again and again, the word Bni, Bincha, Bni, Bincha. The Pasuk say, for example, in paragraph 9, פסוק ב' קח נא את בנך אשר אהבת ועלהו לעולה, עם פסוק ו' וישם על יצחק בנו, פסוק ז' ויאמר אבי ויאמר הנני בני, פסוק ח' ויאמר אברהם אלוקים יראה לא עשה לו לה בני, אצדרה אצדרה, again and again to show how close relationship we find between אברהם and יצחק. Twice יצחק get new title, one time only in the עקדה. First in פסוק A, ויאמר אברהם אל נעריו, שבו לכם פה עם החמור, ואני והנער נלכה עד כה. אני והנער, what kind of name is? He's 37 years old, he's not young boy, he's 37 years, is why I give him the title נער, and also מלאך השם, in פסוק י"ב, ויאמר אל תשלח ידך אל הנער, in this way he stop אברהם to sacrifice יצחק, ואל תעש לו מאומה, don't do anything to your son, כי אתה ידעתי, כי ראה אלוקים אתה, ולא חסכת את בנך, את יחידך ממני. In same פסוק, he switched from נער to בן. What stay behind this nickname, what יצחק get in the way to the עקדה from his father. The explanation is, when Abraham Avinu returned from World War I, four nations against five, he comes superstar, and הקדוש ברוך הוא promise him, שכרך הרבה מאוד, you will deserve a lot. And Abraham Avinu say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ויאמר, פרוגרף 10, ויאמר, פסוק ב', ויאמר אברהם, אדוני אלוהים, מה תיתן לי ואנוכי הולך הררי, ובמשק ביתי ודמשק אליעזר. First time, זה גמרא עשה עם עשרת ברכות, what anyone in this world use the title to Hashem, אדון. הקדוש ברוך הוא, you the master. I am your slave. From this reason, you can do what you like. I don't ask any question, I don't have any complaint, but I would like to tell you what is my dream, what is my goal. Until today, I try all over the world to show everyone everything what you give is not be, appreciate, to enjoy, to use in the right way, but all the time what we can do is only to return to you back what is belong to you. I would like HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take this idea to the next step. And this is to show also the children what we have is not belong to us. This is belong to you, and when you will want, we will return to you the children. Kodesh Baruch Hu, give me son in any time, give me child in any time when you would like. I will show Abraham Avinu say to all over the world, I return to you what is belong to you. Because Baruch Hu say to him, don't worry, your future is not Eliezer. Asher yitzeh mimecha hu yireshecha. And in age of 100, Yitzchak born. From this day, Abraham Avinu know one day, Kodesh Baruch Hu will knock on the door. And he will say to Abraham Avinu, you remember our conversation? Now the time is to fulfill what you promised. And the day take place, when Yitzchak is in age of 37. Kosh Baruch Hu knock on the door and say to Avraham, אל תשלח, say to Avraham, קח נא את בנך את יחידך אשר אהבת ועלהו לעולה על אחד הערים אשר אומר אליך. And the next פסוק is, וישכם אברהם בבוקר. You know what is mean in English and also in Hebrew, וישכם אברהם בבוקר? What? Wake up early night before. And this is unbelievable. How we can say Avraham Avinu sleep night before he go to sacrifice his son? This is the last day in his life. Not any normal person, not normal father will sleep for a second if he know this is the last night what he have to spend with his son. Why Avraham Avinu sleep? Because Avraham Avinu want to show us. If it's my son and I go to give my son, for sure he never sleep because he go to miss him. But if Avraham Avinu feel he's not my son, I only return what is belong to Hashem. He need to do this with completely focusing. He need to sleep. To feel in the moment when he sacrifices his son, he return his son. He never give his son. And this exactly explained to Yitzchak. When Yitzchak gets his nickname, Nar, Avraham say to him, this is exactly what I want to feel when the knife touch your neck. You're not my son. Because if I feel you, Bni, my son, is mean I give. Aben Sheli, I give my son. No, no. You Nar. This is Parv. This is what I would like to feel when I sacrifice him. This is a nickname, what you get. And Malach Hashem know. If you say, אל תשלח ידך אל בנך, אברהם will continue. Because all the way in these 3 days, the Satan make that distraction to Abraham. He tried to stop him in many ways. And he will believe this also as a way what in the last moment he tried to stop him. But in the moment when he heard the word Nar, what first time he mentioned this word hour ago, he knows this from Hashem. This is what Abraham Avinu say to Yitzchak. ואני והנער נלכה עד כה. But in this moment, אברהם אבינו say something else to יצחק. יצחק say to him, Abba, I see the knife, I see the wood, I see the fire, I never see the lamb. It means the situation for me is what? Very cloudy. Not clear. אברהם say also for me, 3 days I travel, and I say to myself, I am normal, how I can do this? הקדוש ברוך הוא promised me is my future, now I go to sacrifice him. Is right, is real, is good, is wrong, back and forth, back and forth, but I continue to do my mission. It means also for me, the situation is very cloud. Give me to give you the key, and not only to you, to your future. Every time in life, when situation is cloudy, is not so clear, how we can stay behind the cloud, and to understand everything retroactive, and to understand everything clearly, and to get really what we want. Come Avraham Avinu and say, this word, this is a key word, what he say to Yitzchak and say to us. Ani ve'anar nelcha ad ko, what does it mean nelcha ad ko? Chazal come and tells us, why he say to him ad ko, nelcha ad po, 1 minute in paragraph 14, ani ve'anar nelcha ad ko, ad po en ktiv kan, ela ad ko, amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, nelech ve'nireh, מה בסוף הדיבור שאמר לי כה יהיה זרעך? Yes, I'm also confused. I also have situation what I not understand what going here. It's very cloudy. נלכה עד כה. You will see how we get answer what is mean כה יהיה זרעך. And all the question what we had before will come clear. You know what is the key my son Abraham say to Yitzhak? נלכה עד כה ונשתחווה. If we have ונשתחווה, we'll bow down immediately after ונשובה. What is mean נשתחווה? נשתחווה is not only to bow down on the floor. נשתחווה is mean I take all my essence, all my personality, all my knowledge, all my ego, all everything what I have, what I do, what I build, what I create, and I take all this and I feel אמת מלכנו אפס זולתו. Everything comes from הקדוש ברוך הוא. From A to Z. Nothing come because me. Kadosh Baruch Hu give me the knowledge, give me the opportunity, give me the way how to develop and to build and to create from A to Z. It's not my 10 fingers, it's not my IQ, it's not because I smart and understand and analyze one situation to the other. Everything from A to Z comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the moment when we feel en od milvado, this is min v'nishtachave, we have an Ashuva. And it's so interesting. Chazal comes and tells us in paragraph, Chazal tells us in paragraph, not have this here, Akol bizchut ishtachavaya. Nelchat kovan ishtachave, Chazal come and say, is Akol, what a Kadosh Baruch I will learn, it's not in front of us, a mistake, what
22.
לא, 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 not this. כל מצחות יש את החוויה, לא משהו אחר. אברהם אבינו, come and teach us how to make תשובה. חזל say, למדנו תשובה מאברהם אבינו. What does it mean, למדנו תשובה מאברהם אבינו? The concept of תשובה is before אברהם אבינו. למדנו תשובה from אברהם אבינו, what חזל come and tell us, is mean, he teach us how to get תשובה. תשובה take place before. How? ונשתחווה ונשובה. השיבנו השם אליך, we say ונשובה. כשב ברוך הוא say I'm ready. What I look for is, נשתחווה. Look for is, נשתחווה. Well? בעל הטורים, yes, he combined two sources together. לומר, בעל הטורים, פרשת וירא, לומר, בזכות אברהם, שאמר ונשתחווה ונשובה, זכו ישראל, thank you, זכו ישראל, לעשות תשובה. היינו, לכו ונשובה אל השם, נחפשה דרכנו ונשובה. השיבנו השם אליך ונשובה. What is mean ונשובה? How we get ונשובה? The key is, נשתחווה. When we have השתחוויה, this is the key. Now, back what we start. משה רבינו, understand, בית המקדש go to destroy it one day, and ביקורים will stop. He decide and stand of ביקורים for us to daven three times a day. What does it mean? בית המקדש go to destroy it, and ביקורים will stop? בית המקדש go to destroy it, no more ביקורים, no more קורבנות, no more כהן גדול, no more אליס, 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 מוטיב בית המקדש. Why משה רבינו pick only ביקורים? Because one time, only, in all the Torah, one time only in all the Torah, we find the concept of ishtachavaya, to bow down what belong to all of us, to every one of us. And this is in mitzvat bikurim. The Torah comes and tells us in paragraph 1, in pasuk, yud, three lines from the end, of the paragraph, ואתה הנה הבאתי את ראשית, פרי האדמה, אשר נתת לי, השם, והנחתו, לפני השם אלוקיך, והשתחווית לפני השם אלוקיך. השתחוויה one time in all the Torah. What belongs to every one of us is when we bring ביקורים. The farmer, what bring ביקורים, everyone bring his ביקורים to הקדוש ברוך הוא. And he feel a lot, הקר עשה טוב to הקדוש ברוך הוא. And he want to express his appreciation. He brings all his family, all his חברים, and he makes סעודה תודיה, and he מודה to הקדוש ברוך הוא. הקדוש ברוך הוא come and say, thank you what you never forget to give you. I very appreciate what you do, but it's not enough. What I need is also השתחוויה. Why השתחוויה is so necessary? Because השתחוויה is not only in the moment when I say thank you, I really feel thank you, and appreciate what הקדוש ברוך הוא do with me. השתחוויה help me to take this with me all my life. To take this with me also next week, next month, and never forget this. It's not only something what through the time I forget what HaKadosh Baruch Hu do with me, I take this with me all the time. This is the concept of השתחוויה. Izra'a Moshe Rabbeinu, שהעתידים ביקורים להתבטל, it means the concept of השתחוויה will go to stop. And he say, this aspect we need to keep, if בית המקדש exist or destroy it. We cannot walk one step if you not have the feeling of השתחוויה is decide for us instead of ביקורים to daven three times a day. To daven three times a day is not to daven three times a day, 18. Three times a day to say modim anachnu and to bow down. Atov shimcha olechan ha'el ha'odot and to bow down. And again Avraham, Avraham Avinu, what he show us in the beginning, nishtachave, and because nishtachave v'nashuva, lo v'ashuva, v'nashuva, both of us. This we need to keep with us all the time. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu decided for us. And so, look now, how genius Divrei Chazal, Pilei Pleim in Paro Gavtu, when Chazal tells us about Moshe Rabbeinu, what he understands, that HaMikdash go to destroy it, and Bikurim will stop, and it decide for us, instead to daven three times a day, look how Chazal start, in Paro Gavtu, in the beginning I never read this. והיה כי תבוא אל הארץ, וכו' וכו', second line, זה שאמר הכתוב, בואו נשתחווה, ונכרעה, ונברכה. בואו נשתחווה, נברכה, ונכרעה, לפני השם עושים. Why חזל פיק זיס פוסוק? Obviously, if they pick this פוסוק, it means this is the title of the midrash. Every time, the beginning of midrash, the פוסוק is the title of the midrash. Why is this פוסוק? Now we understand why. Because all the purpose, what Chazal want to teach, what Chazal want to teach us is, ונשתחווה, נכרעה, לפני השם עושים. This is the key. Now, פילי פלאים. You know, we have a small book, the name is פרק שירה. I'm sure you're familiar with this book, פרק שירה. All the animals, all the birds, everyone have his posuk. Everyone has his posuk, what relate to him, what belong to him, every animals. What is a posuk what belong to the dog? To the dog. Look what Chazal teach us. Paragraph 26. The posuk what belong to the dog is Klavim omrim. What the dog say? Bo'u nishtachaveh v'nichaa nivrecha lifnei Hashem oseinu. This posuk belong to the dog? Pileploim. What's the connection between the dog to the pasuk, בואו נשתחווה ונכרעה. Because Chazal tells us, זה מהרש"א, in Sanhedrin, explain to us, why dog in Hebrew is what? כלב? Why כלב? On the pasuk, on the Gemara, would say, פני הדור כפני הכלב. He explained, paragraph 27, ועוד נראה, כי נקרא כלב, כי כולו לב, כולו לב, ונאמן, לא יותי, לאדוניו. Dog is the animal, what? Loyalty to his master more for many other animals. He ran after him. He can stay in other side of the world and we try to find him. Kulolev is if the dog, kulolev to his master. We, what we more smart from the dog. What about our heart? How we can take our heart and also to feel kulolev to Kutsha Brichu. How we really can feel enod milvadoi. How? נשתחווה ונשובה עליכם. בואו נשתחווה ונכרעה ונברכה לפני השם עושינו. This is unique. This is special. Obviously, השתחוויה. And this is the key to הקדוש ברוך הוא accept our תפילות and our תשובה. And now, when this השתחוויה take place, when he sacrificed his son, when he would like to sacrifice his son, when this happened, אברהם אבינו, say, what is the name of the place after the Akeda? We can see in a paragraph 9, in a Pasuk, Yudaled, Vayikra Avraham, Shem HaMakom Ahu, Hashem Yireh, Asher Yamer Ayom, Be'ar Hashem Yireh. Every time in the Tanakh, when you find the word Ayom, Ayom is mean? Rosh Hashanah. Ayom. Rosh Hashanah. Sherry, it was in Rosh Hashanah. And this is what we find in Chazal in many places. Akedat Yitzchak take place when? In Rosh Hashanah, paragraph 23-24, Ya'amer Hayom, Mahu Hayom? Ke'ayom Hazeh, Sherosh Hashanah Haya. Or in paragraph 24, Avod Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Hayalo Le'Avraham, Ail Zachar, Shaya Olech Berosh Hatzon Ushmo Yitzchak, Yevrem, give him the name Yitzchak. ורץ גבריאל והביאו לפניו ואליו לעולה תחת בנו ואותו היום ראש השנה היה. The first השתחוויה to understand the concept of השתחוויה what stay behind this. This is בזכות השתחוויה זכו ישראל לעשות תשובה take place when? In ראש השנה. This is the reason why in many directions we mention הקדס יצחק. not only Kriya Satere, not only to blow shofar, also Tashlich besides the river, Avraham need to cross river and to remind Mishnah Berurah say, Akedas Yitzchak, also people would eat head of lamb, also to remember Akedas Yitzchak. And the idea is, what does it mean to remember Akedat Yitzchak? To understand the key of every success is Benishtachave. Now we can get everything. This explains to us something else. Aleinu Leshabeach take place normally when? In the end of Tefillah, every time. Interesting. One day in the year, we never have Aleinu Leshabeach. All the day we never say Aleinu Leshabeach in the end of the Tefillah. When? Yom Kippur. No after Shachris, no after Musaf, no after Mincha, no after Neila. We never say Aleinu Leshabeach. Aleinu Leshabeach normally take place in the end of the Tefillah. In Rosh Hashanah, we mention Aleinu Leshabeach before we start Malchuyot. Why Aleinu Leshabeach take place in the end? Why? The answer is, to say Aleinu Leshabeach in the Shul? To say Aleinu Leshabeach in Bes Midrash? This is obviously, people feel, we stay in front of Hashem. In this level, in other level, we have some feeling. The idea of Aleinu Leshabeach, to understand Emet Malkeinu Efes Zulato, where? Outside. And everyone in his field, in his business, what he build, what he create, and many times he feel, look what I do, what I develop, what I build. With my 10 finger, with my knowledge. No, no, sir. You don't do anything. Kadosh Baruch Hu give you everything. And to remember this deeply, deeply. And this is the reason why Aleinu Leshabeach take place in people before. They go outside from Bet HaMidrash. They go outside from the Shul. To understand this idea in Rosh Hashanah. We mention this before Malchuyot. Because what we say in the Aleinu Leshabeach, Ve'adata Ayom Ve'ashivot Ha'el Levavecha. What does it mean, Ve'adata Ayom? When Ayom? Rosh Hashanah. Ve'ashivot Ha'el Levavecha. Ki Hashem Hu Ha'elokim. En od milvado. B'shamayim imal v'l'aretz v'tachat en od. This is what Chazal come and teach us. It's first, this kind of aspect. We need to take with us in this last week of the year to remember Kadosh Baruch Hu, He gave us. Nobody can give us. Nothing comes from anybody else. When we have this kind of perspective, all the life look different. We appreciate about what we do. We enjoy about what we develop. Everyone understand what is his field, what he can do. And we need everyone because it's a nice puzzle. What if you miss one piece, all the puzzle is miss something. And in this way, we can build, develop, and to ask, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us everything what we need. This is one aspect what we need to remember. This belongs to the parsha what we read yesterday. But how I say in the beginning, every parsha in Chodesh Elul teach us aspect what prepare us to Rosh Hashanah. Now I would like to share with you other aspect, not in the Mekorot in front of us, what is very, very, very important in our time. More from any time before. Week before, in Parashat Ki Tetzé, we find mitzvah, what the Torah repeat, and this is mitzvat Hashavat Aveda. First time this mitzvah take place in Parashat Mishpatim. Now in Sefer Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu repeat this mitzvah. But when Moshe Rabbeinu repeat this mitzvah in Sefer Dvarim, he say to us, what is including in Hashavat Aveda? Is on one hand he say, we have mitzvah to give back what we find, kol avedat achicha. Kol avedat achicha is mean, including everything, but the Torah tell us also, specifically, different type of aveda, what we need to give back. Se, lem, shor, ox, chamor, donkey, ve, simla. In closing. Comes the Gemara and Bava Metzien ask, if the Torah come and say, kol avedat achicha, why we need to mention all these examples? So comes the Gemara and say, simply, simla, suit, shirt, this is real Hashem HaSabeida. I can give sign, color, what company, size, and in this way, people can recognize this belong to me, and the person will give me or I will give him, if I find this. Good. But donkey, you don't have any sign on the donkey. All the donkey looks same. We don't have any sign. How we can make Hashem HaSabeida? The Gemara come and say, on the ukaf, the place where people sit on the donkey, everyone makes this a different material. Some make this from leather, some make this from other material, from plastic, and everyone gives sign of the ukaf, what we sit, on the donkey. This is also Shabbat Avida. Apple P, we not have sign in the animal himself, but we have something what connect to the animal is also good. Fine. Why we have ox? Because when we find ox and we wait until we find the owner, the ox in the meantime grow in our backyard. And also his tail grow and the hair grow, and I need to cut the hair of the tail. What I do? I'm not allowed to throw this to the garbage, because many times we use this to make brush, mivrashot, etc. I need to put this in a special place. When I find the person, the owner, I give him the ox, and also all the hair, what I cut in the meantime. Why we need lamb? Exactly same. I have the lamb for a long time. I have the wool. I need to cut the wool, and to keep the wool, to give this to the Baal Aseh. Comes the Gemara and say, 1 minute, if I need to give back what? If I need to give back what? The air from the tail, kal vachomer, I will bring what? The wool. Because wool is more shaykh to everyone. Why is the Gemara come and write this? Come, the Gemara and answer, Kashya. Good question. The Gemara never give answer. Come the Maharsha and answer this question. In Masechet Makot. The Maharsha come and say, when Rav read all the curse in the Torah, in Bichukoisai, in Kitavo, he never scared except one curse. Ve'avadetem bagoyim will go to lose, to lost in the nations. Come Rav Papa and say to him, 1 minute, maybe this is Aveda Amitbakeshet. What is mean Aveda Amitbakeshet? If you cross the George Washington Bridge and you watch fall to the river, you give up on the spot, no question. You feel upset, you miss your watch, but you cannot get this. But if you lose your watch between your house to the shul, to the smidrash, probably you ask people, you put some sign, somebody, it's Aveda Mitbakeshet. It's Afal Pi, we stay all over the world, Ve'avadetem Bagoyim, but it's Aveda Mitbakeshet. In any place where every Jew stay, one day he look for Hashem, and Hashem also look for us, and one day we'll find to each other, and the redemption will take place. It's not so difficult, kids. Why are you so scared? And he answered to him, you don't understand, not from the ratio of the person, from the Sefer. Comes the Maharsha and explain, what is mean, Aveda Mitbakeshet? We, Am Israel, have title, Se, Sheneemar Se Pezura Israel, we similar to them. And, end of, post, end of capital Tehilim, Kuf Yutet, Taiti Kese Oved, Bakesh Avdecha. Taiti Kese Oved. Comes the Maharsha and explain to us, end of Masechet Makot, he say to us, when the Torah came and tells us to have mitzvat Hashavat Aveda, what is unique about mitzvat Hashavat Aveda? It's not only to give to somebody what lost his ox, his donkey, his shirt. Also, Taiti Kese Oved, to understand part of Hashavat Aveda, if we see Jew, what stay far. And we say to him, good word, and we look at him in a positive way, and we need to try to understand he stay in another stage, in another place, in another situation. We need to walk into his shoes to understand and to give him one good word. We never know how this can affect him. And one day we'll bring him more clothes, and later to bring him around the table that all of us eat. And Or HaChaim HaKadosh say to us in Parashat Be'ar, on the posuk, Ki amuch achicha umachar me'achuzato, somebody loses his house and his cell, uvar goalo akarov elav v'galat imkar achiv. One of his relatives, his brother, will help him to get back his house. Comes the Or HaChaim HaKadosh and say, who sell his house? We talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He sell Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar ba'u goyim nachlatecha, timu et echal kodshecha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu look for us, we will help him to get back his house, his Beit HaMikdash. How he can get back his Beit HaMikdash? How? And we the brothers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shenemar Leman HaChai V'Re'ai Or HaChaim HaKadosh say. How we can help him? Be'ayir Libot Bnei Adam. To wake up people who stay far. Please come. We have place around the table. We have place around the table. Ima and Abba wait for you. Come back. And this Or HaChaim HaKadosh come and teach us. And he end. And he say, Ve'atidin Gdolei Israel Liten Et Adin Al Elbon HaBayit HaAluv. Chas v'chalila, if you never do a little bit about this, it's very dangerous. Is this what HaKadosh Baruch Hu want for us to understand? Say, why I write lamb? If I have ox, kal vachomer, I need to give back the wool from the lamb. No, we talk about us, about our brother, sister, what stay far. If we have opportunity in life, many circles in life, we have opportunity to find. Jew would stay far. To say good word, we never know how this can affect him and bring him back. This is mean. From this reason, you know, every time in Chazal, when we have something what you do in time of Bet HaMikdash, and after Bet HaMikdash destroyed, we make Takana. For example, in time of Bet HaMikdash, we shake Lulav every day. Bamedina, one day. Mishechara Bet HaMikdash, it killed Rabbi Muhammad Zakai, Bamedina also, how many? 7 days. 7 days. Exactly same. Matchila yu mekablim edut ha-chodesh kol hayom. משקלקלו הלוויים בשיר when they believe witness whenever come and they start to say שיר של יום immediately after the witness comes they have a big mess about what שיר של יום זה ראש חודש, נעד ראש חודש זה נהג תקנה, עד המנחה משחרב את המקדש התקים רבן יוחנן בן זכאי שיהיו מקבלים עד ערב not any problem of קלקול בשיר לבית המקדש one time in all the shas we find משחרב את המקדש שיבנה במהרה בימינו התקינו. זה כמו רבם מציע, כמה מציעי תואס. אם תם בבית המקדש, how we make a Shabbos Aveda? How we announce? Three regalim, we have place in Yerushalayim, everybody bring his Aveda to this place, and in three regalim, if Jew not come to this regal, he come to the other regal, and he can find in one year his Aveda, and after three regalim, also we need to wait one more week. Anyway, the Gemara give us all the details, how we make a Shabbos Aveda in תם בבית המקדש. Now, זה משנה קונטינו, זה גמרא קונטינו, משחרב, בית המקדש שיבנה במהרה בימינו תקנו שיהיו מכריזים בבתי כנסיות ובתי מדרשות to announce עכשיו הסמד אין ששול בסמדרש people come they can find זה הווידה but interesting why חזל סי משחרב את המקדש שיבנה במהרה בימינו only about עכשיו הסמדה yes because in עכשיו הסמדה we can bring בסמקדש more close to us because עכשיו הסמדה is not only the donkey It's not only the ox. Hashavat HaVedah is also the se, the lamb. Somebody would stay far. If we do a little bit from somebody would stay far, we bring him more close to us. More close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this brings Bet HaMikdash also more close to us. This is the mitzvah of Hashavat HaVedah will take place. And people can say, come on, give me a break. This Jew stays so far. In India, he stay in Guatemala, he deep in the mud of the scene, he not care about anything. Don't say this, because immediately after, Hashem HaSaveda, what we have the mitzvah? Shiluach HaKen. What is Shiluach HaKen? First time, the Torah mentions this mitzvah. First time, not before. Torah wait with this mitzvah in end of Dvorim. In the last 37 days, what Moshe Rabbeinu stay alive and he write all Sefer Dvorim. And in Sefer Dvorim we learn one parsha for the other. Dorshim smuchim. What is Hashavat HaVedah? Hashavat HaVedah is... what is Shiluach HaKen? Shiluach HaKen is Pilei Plaim. Mitzvat Shiluach HaKen. Every animal, every bird, every nature, any child, what they bring to this world, any baby, any chick, what they bring to this world, they protect them. They support them, they help them to grow, and when they come ready, they send them to the world. It's not different if it's tiger, if it's dog, or cat, or any other animal, or any other bird. But by bird, we find something very interesting. The nature of every bird is when they listen noise, rush, they run away. They're scared. Maybe go, maybe somebody go to catch them. They run away immediately. It's not different if it's baby, run on the grass, bird run away for him or anybody else. But when they sit on the chick, they never move. Why? I understand. Because they create life. And the nature of any every animal to protect the life that they create. She knows she takes big risk, but this is the nature. But interesting about bird, this takes place also when she sits on the egg. Why when she sits on the egg, she never move? Why? She sits on the egg. It's nothing. Run away. Somebody come to catch you. The answer is she understands. She recognizes this egg is potential of life. I cannot give up potential of life. I need to protect this potential of life. If the bird recognizes potential of life and she puts so much effort not to give up and to save this potential of life, we, what we more smart from the bird, what we do with our potential. What we do with the potential what belongs to other people. We're not allowed to give up about ourselves anything, and not allowed to give up about other Jew would stay far, because everyone has his potential, and we believe people can change. Look, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Who is Rish Lakish? Gangster, head of the mafia. One day in the summertime, Rabbi Yochanan go to the river to swim a little bit. He see this Rish Lakish, and he jump from one side to the other side, back and forth, back and forth. He say to him, "You don't know who is he?" He say to him, "Hey, sir, chel chaleoraita." He say to him, "Sir, come to Beis HaMidrash. You can develop a lot." What he say to him? Something that is not related to Rish Lakish. What he answer to him? "Wow, you look so gorgeous. I never see this kind of person in my life." So Rabbi Yochanan understand exactly where he stay. He moved to his shoes. And what he answer to him? "I look gorgeous. My sister look more pretty for me. You want to have some chance to marry my sister? Please come to Beit HaMidrash. This is your place." No, and what happened? Look how many Rish Lakish we have in the Shas. 90% from all the ma'amorim about tshuva come from Rish Lakish. If we will give up this kind of gangster, we give up this kind of Rish Lakish, old Rish Lakish, how much we can lose? How much? Look what happened to Yaakov Avinu, Chazal say. When he go to meet his Esav, what he do with Dina? Where he put Dina? In the box. Why? He really don't want she will marry Esav. And you know what punish he get after? All the Maisei Mishchem. As we see, Chazal come and say to us, about everyone, never give up any Jew. Never give up. We never know what we can develop, what we can do, and what point we can touch in his soul, and this can make big change in his life. We never know. When this happened and how this happened. Kodesh Baruch Hu promised to us, bottom line, Bal idach mimenu nidach. My children, where they will stay, they will come back. For this reason, this is our obligation. This is kind of a Shabbat Aveda. And this, the source of this idea, take place in this coming Parsha. What we're going to read this week, Parshat Netzavim. What we read also before Shabbos. In Monday, Thursday, we read in Shabbos. The nation come and say, the Holy Land destroyed. God burned his state. He kicked all his nation all over. The nation never believe. Never believe that God will do this to his Holy Land and to his Holy Nation. They send reporters to check, and all the reporters give us a live report from the Holy Land, all over the world. Yes, Israel is destroyed completely, is burned, and God kick out. Vayashlichem el eretz acheret kayom hazeh. What we read, black and white. Not only we read black and white, the lamed of Vayashlichem is big lamed. Vayashlichem. We need to find this word clearly. Not so many words in the Torah. The letter is big. Kama Kodesh Baruch Hu and say, my children, don't believe to all the reporters. They don't know what happened. They cannot read the map in the right way. I never kick any Jew ever from Israel state, from our Holy Land. Never happened. What does it mean never? What does it mean goalless? We're all over the world. I never kick. What a Kodesh Baruch Hu come and say? What a say? Im yeh nedichacha mikzeh ha-shamayim misham yikabetzcha Hashem Elokecha. What is mean le'adiach? In English, to push. You know what does it mean to push? If I push this chair, and I want to continue to push the chair, I cannot stay here. I need to go close and to push a little bit more. Because Baruch Hu say, if you see any Jew in any place in the world, I push him to this place. It means I stay close to him. And the Malbim come and say, when I threw something, what does it mean I threw something? I not care. He stay far from me. He can destroy it. When I push, I stay close to him. I stay close to everyone. Because I only push. I never kick. He give me finger, I will take him and bring him back. Moreover, le'adiach in Hebrew is not only to push. You know what does it mean also le'adiach? To clean. dishwasher in Hebrew is madiach kelim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also is a laundryman. He cleans us. You go to the laundry sometimes, you understand, to clean your suit or to shirt is not so easy. You need to start to rip with brush. And he said to you, sir, I will try to do the best, but I don't know what happened. Many times, after he ripped, he also ripped the suit or the shirt. Cannot use this again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu come and say, not with me. I put spray and cold water, and 20 minutes is over. It's clean. I don't need to use any brush. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he also, וזרקתי עליכם מים טהורים, ותיארתי אתכם מכל תומותיכם, מכל גלוליכם אטהר אתכם. It's not hot water, and it's not with brush, it's only spray. It's come smooth. He is also our laundry machine. He also the cleaner. And when we have this kind of privilege, we understand, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Moshe Rabbeinu before Kabbalat HaTorah, go say to Am Israel, כיפשו בגדיכם והתארו. It means, משה רבינו חזל say, כובס היה. משה רבינו was laundry man, שהיה מכבס עוונותיהם של ישראל. Why we bring every day in בית המקדש, את הכבס האחד תעשה בבוקר, ואת הכבס השני תעשה בין הארבעים, why lamp, כבשים, שמכבסים עוונותיהם של ישראל. In the end of the day, מלך המשיח כיבס ביין לבושו. חזל say, יכבס עוונותיהם של ישראל. Between Moshe Rabbeinu, the first leader, and Melech HaMashiach, the last leader, we find in the middle David HaMelech, and what he say in Mizmor HaTshuva, capital 51, what good to say in the last week in the year, this is Minhag HaYeshivot, Miyami Mimima, the last week in the year, and in Aseret Yemei Tshuva, capital Nun Aleph, David HaMelech say, Erev Kabseini Mi'avoni, U'mechatati Ta'areini. Kodesh Baruch Hu, I would like, you will come my laundry, man. I would like you will comes a cleaner to clean my body, my shirt, my pants. I know you do this with cold water and spray, not with pain. Kadosh Baruch Hu say, this is what I'm going to do. I never kick, I only push. He's never give up. Anyone would stay far, Kadosh Baruch Hu say, because I stay close to him. Any place would he stay. And I promise, Bal idach mimenu nidach. And our generation can see how people would stay far away, no way, nowhere, and come back. And we take this kind of aspect. It's all these three aspects, what we find. Number one, the key of tshuva is ishtachavaya, to feel amor. We really bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bow down not only physically, all our essence. In this way, venashuva. In this way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accept and give us opportunity to start from the beginning completely and delete all the past. This on one end. In other end, to remember, part of Hashavas Aveda is Hashavat Aveda, is including also the lamb. Anyone would stay far to find any way, and we have opportunities, a little bit more or less, to give them sweetness about Yiddishkeit and to bring them close. And the third aspect is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu never kick us. He only push. If he only push, it means he stay close to us and he clean us and he care about us. When we have all these three aspects, we understand now why when Malachi Asharis come and say Kadosh Baruch Hu, why Am Israel never say Alel in Rosh Hashanah? Why is it never say Alel? What Kadosh Baruch Hu answer? Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Metim Ptuchim, how they can say Alel? I don't understand. The angel never knows this is Yom Adin. Umalachim Yichafezun, Chilu Ra'ada Yochezun. He's very scared. They know they scare more for us. They see clearly what happened. What kind of questions they ask? You know why? Because Chazal say, "Shalu lachachamim chotem haonsho." Chachamim say, "Hanefesh achotah atitamut." Shalu laneviim chotem haonsho. He will get this kind of punish. Everyone give us a punish. Shalu laKadosh Baruch Hu chotem haonsho. What he answer? Yes, a tshuva. With kaper lo. Why the neviim never say same answer? Why they never say this? They don't read the Chumash. They don't know the Chumash would say, make tshuva, I delete all your sin. The answer is, and remember this all your life, pileploim. This make all Rosh Hashanah in other stage, givaldik. This world have system. We have court, people make sin, people make mistake, you need to get punished. What kind of punish? We have area between this punish to other punish. Lawyers, judge, decide, easy punish, type of punish, but everybody need to pay something. Kama Kodesh Boruch Hu and say, from this reason the question is, Chotema Onsho. No Chotema Madino. Madino? Was it my Onsho? No, definitely need to get punished. Kama Kodesh Boruch Hu and say, not with me. By me, I don't want to give, I cannot give punish to anyone. I cannot. Not I don't. I cannot. Why I cannot? Because I never judge everyone about what he do now. I judge everyone about his potential, what he can make tomorrow, what he can fix, what he can develop. How I can punish him? Kama Kodesh Boruch Hu and say, how I can punish Rish Lakish? How I can punish him? I know what kind of potential he has. I need to give him another chance. As this happened, how I can punish anyone, anyone from all the Bali Tshuva, what Chazal mentioned. Is mean. Chazal come and say to us, Kodesh Boruch Hu, judge us. Al Shem Sofo. This is the Omek. Ben Sorer Umoreni Don Al Shem Sofo, but Lo Aya Velo Nivra. Cannot happen. In his words it was Drosh Vekabel Sachar. Listen, what does it mean Drosh Vekabel Sachar? Learn from Ben Sorer Umoreni. We need to learn about ourselves. Because God never want to judge us how we look now. He want to judge. He wait. Why? Because he understand how much potential we have to do a lot more. And when we do a lot more, we never deserve any punish. We learn from our mistake. And Malachi Asheret understands this. For this reason, say, why we never say Hallel? This reason to say Hallel. He never judge us. The answer is because not everybody recognizes. And anyway, need to punish some people and to give them difficult punish and they die. Sifri Chaim, Sifri Meitim. But to understand this concept, what the Kadosh Baruch Hu don't want to judge us about the sins, what we do. He want to wait because he understand how much potential we have to continue to build, to create, to develop in many areas. If we take this also with us, after these three lessons, what we see is the last three parashot before Rosh Hashanah, is B'Siyata Dishmaya, all of us will be zoche to Ktiva V'Chatima Tuva, Shnat Chaim V'Shalom, Shana Shekadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Kol Mishalot Yibenu Letova, Bebriyut, Bebracha, Bebezoche, to Geula Shlema, Bezo Hashanah.
If we're just calling it potential, as Ben Sir Morris, what about Yishmael? It's about Asher Risham. He was saved because of Asher Risham. At that time he wasn't good. But his potential, we knew what he was going to do. So why was he taken to save?
You mentioned that the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't punish him, but when it came to defending the base magic.